Hello and welcome to the Coaching Hub podcast with me, your host, Ruth Kidsey. If you're a coach or you're coaching curious, this is the place for you. We're going to be talking all things coaching, personal development and business development in a really fun way. You're going to hear live coaching sessions and you're going to come away with tools and techniques that you can practically use and take away. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love you to subscribe. And if you really enjoy it, give me a review. You're probably plagued with lots of information about new year, new you, changing things. And really, I'm going to be coming on board now to talk about how we can harness our brain's creativity, build new neural pathways, and do the things that are important to us in terms of looking at the life that we want to live, the vision for ourselves and our future this year and beyond, and how that really starts with identity and belief change. So, of course, the urge to reinvent yourself year on year is something which many people commit to, and we know that resolutions often don't see much past February. And this is often because we make these sweeping statements that we're going to run every day or not drink any alcohol or whatever it may be. And the difference between our current reality and where we are and this goal that we're setting ourselves is often significant. And there is what James Clear would call friction between where we are and where we want to be. And because we're looking at the behavior only, and we're not looking at what is underneath that behavior, our beliefs, our thoughts, our assumptions, it often is like building on a really shaky foundation. So today I'm going to be offering you an alternative view where we're thinking about the smaller compound things that we can do. And I'm not even going to say daily, over our weeks and months, that are going to help us to step into the identity of the person that we want to be. So let's start there. Let's think about the person that we want to be a year from now. Let's imagine that we're there. Imagine that you're a year from the time that you're listening to this podcast and really step into that person. What have you achieved? How are you feeling emotionally? How are you feeling in your body? What do you believe to be true about yourself now? What are you thinking? Who's around you? What are you hearing? What are you seeing? What are you tasting? Step into all of the senses and really connect with that version of you, that version of you who's done the things that you want to do. And imagine that you are inside their body and you are feeling what they are feeling and you are thinking what they are thinking. Knowing what you know about that version of you now, what do you need to let go of right now in order to step into that person? I did this in July 2020. And I stepped into the version of seven-figure Ruth, that version of me running a business that was generating that amount of revenue. Not profit, that will come, but revenue. And I looked at what I needed to stop doing. And one of those things was doubting myself. One of those things was actually the behavior of scrolling on social media. Now, where did that behavior come from? And it was about going beneath the surface. When we know that things are not serving us, understanding why. How has that become something that I'm doing? Why do I spend my time scrolling on Instagram when actually it would be better spent going for a walk, reading, relaxing, talking to my husband, whatever it may be. So one of the ways that we look at reducing those things that aren't serving us is we can look again. The wonderful James Clear has informed a lot of this podcast, but we can look at reducing the friction. And so increasing the friction. So for example, if you know that Instagram, that has been my poison in the past, and scrolling on it doesn't make you feel energized, doesn't support you, then let's think about how we can reduce the likelihood of doing that. So let's first of all, go deeper and look at why we're doing it and the beliefs and the assumptions that it's based on. You know, for me, it was about being present, this idea that I had to be present on social media and I had to engage. And the only way that I was going to, you know, be successful is if I did that. But actually, that isn't the truth. That was a truth I was telling myself. I don't need to be on social media every day, every evening. That's not true. So if I had the identity of being the successful business owner, then I wasn't going to be spending my time on there. I was still going to go there, but I was going to be intentional. So another way I can increase the friction is not take my phone when I'm going for a walk, or put my phone in a bag, or have my phone out of my bedroom in the evening. All of those really simple things have reduced that behavior, have helped me step into who I need to be, and over time have given me more time and space to be creative. So that vision of you, the things that you're not available for, the things that you're going to stop doing, and how those link into that new identity. And then looking at, well, what do you need to start doing? What do you need to do more of to be able to step into that person, to start living as if you are already them? And that may be many things. Maybe it is about those small things, going outside every day for a walk. I'm going to now go into that everyday thing, because a lot of the research on habits and a lot of the research that we look at, it talks about the compound effect of every day. Now, I think if we can do things every day, brilliant. However, what I see is so many people say making a daily commitment to themselves, and then when, for whatever reason, they don't do it one day, they therefore scrap that whole commitment. So I would say to you, instead of thinking about a daily commitment, think about a weekly commitment. What am I going to do over the week or the month? And what does that look like in terms of frequency? We know if we exercise 4 times a week, that's pretty darn good for our bodies and our minds. Brilliant if we exercise 7 times. But let's cut ourselves some slack and say, okay, my good goal is 3 times a week. My better goal is 4, and my best is 5. And therefore, I make a commitment to myself to be doing this at least 3 times a week. And there's interestingly some research on the effectiveness of journaling. And again, they found that 4 times a week gives the optimal results. So often when we're getting into this all or nothing, black or white thinking about what we need to do, we don't need to be doing that. And if we're allowing ourselves a margin of error when we're looking at doing things like exercise or journaling or whatever it may be, then I believe we're more likely to commit to doing it, because we're not seeing one day when we're not doing it as a failure. We're looking at that bigger picture. We're zooming out. Okay, over the week, I'm going to do this. Maybe I'm not going to do 10,000 steps every day, but maybe 4 days of the week, I'm going to do 12,000 steps. And that means over the week, because I'm averaging about 7,000 or 8,000 normally, I'm going to be at that level. You know, we really need to think about in a bigger picture. And then when we're looking at those things that we want to change, let's start small. Again, James Clear talks about this in Atomic Habits. BJ Fogg talks about this in Tiny Habits. But it's those small incremental changes. I know that if I increase the weight that I'm lifting at the gym every 4 weeks, that's going to have an impact on my strength. I know if I'm able to commit to longer meditation, or for me, I publicly have said so many times I struggle with meditation. For me, actually, that's looking at a savasana after yoga. That works much better for my mind. If I increase that, and the frequency of that, so I'm doing that 3 times a week, I know that really helps me. And it's, you know, I encourage you today to have a look at how you want your weeks, your months, and your year to look, and how you want it to feel. And what are the things that are going to support you? And where do you need to decrease the friction to make things easier? You know, so for example, we know this and we hear this all the time. If you're going to do a daily run, and I do a run, I would say 70% of the time after I drop my kids off at school, I wear my PE kit to school. My PE kit's out. So then I am already prepared to go for that run. Now sometimes I might meet a mum and we might have a chat and the time may go. And I'm okay with that because I'm in that moment and I'm like, right now, having this conversation and this social time with somebody is more important than me going for a run. Because I know I can either do this later today, or I know that I've got 7 days in my week. So if I miss one day, it doesn't matter. And I know that the person that I want to be, that identity, part of that identity that is really important to me is of me as a mother and of the relationships that I have with other parents. That's important to me. So, you know, I'm not going to get into, I'm not good enough because I haven't done this. And I think this is the final message I want to leave you with. Making commitments to yourself. And when you're doing that, give yourself the opportunity to succeed. You don't need to be holding the bar really high. It's about giving yourself that opportunity to succeed and to make things happen in a positive way. And if we can do that, then that's going to be really successful. So give yourself the opportunity to succeed. Small compound effects, which does not need to be every day. Think about how those activities will help you step into that version of you that you want to be. And think about what you want to get rid of as well. And really consider how you want to be living your life and what is going to work for you and what is not going to work for you. And also think about what happens when you don't meet these goals? What happens when maybe things don't work out? So if you're looking at that and you're saying, when these things don't work out, then you're actually starting to think about, okay, so what am I going to do? How am I going to be different? How am I going to step into how I want to be? And what am I going to let go of? If something doesn't work, how am I going to allow myself to get back on there? Because we know that if we are building new neural pathways, we know sometimes we're going to go back to that old pathway. We know it takes consistency and time. We know that it's around really, really building. And I would recommend to you that part of your strategy is about looking at what will I do and what support do I need in case, for whatever reason, it doesn't work out. And I'd love to know, if you found this useful, what are you going to commit to this year? And how are you going to celebrate those commitments to yourself? Thank you for listening to the Coaching Hub podcast with me, Ruth Kudsey. If you enjoy this, I would love you to join my Facebook group, The Coaching Community, for more of the same.